first item on the agenda is our work session. And with this, I'll start the work session. And I'll ask our administrator to explain the process that we want to go through on House Bill 2179.
Okay, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2179, we've had a public hearing on this, and we had representatives from the Department of Consumer and Business Services talk about this. This is a bill that would allow the department to adopt some alternative regulatory schemes or processes for emerging technologies relating to the building code so that as new technologies come available, they can properly get them approved so that they're not jeopardizing the safety of building occupants or the like, but just acknowledging that there are new technologies coming forth. And a lot of times they may have meet national or international standards of some sort, and this would allow the department to be a little more aggressive and more timely approval of those for inclusion in the buildings process. The bill has a referral subsequent from this committee to the House Committee on Trade and Economic Development. So the motion here is whether you wish to pass it out, recommend it do pass and be referred to the House Committee on Trade and Economic Development by prior reference. If that is the motion and approval of the committee, we will do the paperwork, drop this bill with the House Clerk of the House desk, and then they will get it to the Speaker, who will then refer it to the subsequent referred Committee of Trade and Economic Development.
Thank you, Dallas. Are there any questions? I would entertain a motion to pass this bill out of committee.
Mr. Chairman, I move that bill be referred to the Trade and Economic Development Committee with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? With that, we'll come out of the work session. And an additional agenda item not listed. Dallas has some things to add to our schedule. We want to talk about schedule just a little bit with you.
Okay. Just briefly, this Thursday there's nothing scheduled for the committee. We are going to be working with the chair. Would like us to schedule a meeting on informational to start with, on information technology security and auditing. We've talked briefly with some of the players, and we would have the plan if we get them all together here, and that's why we're going to try to get it for next Tuesday, would be the Secretary of State Audits Division, the Department of Administrative Services with their security people, the Treasurer's Office, because it conducts its own vulnerability assessments and security assessments because of the banking operations. And then also there are some experts in the industry. There's a group that has been in contact with the state. I believe they've entered an agreement with the state such that agencies can contract with them to do vulnerability assessments and the like as part of their own internal audit function. So we would have a diverse group so that you see what the statutory auditing responsibilities are, what the security issues are. It was brought up a little bit with the member Secretary of State during on the Oregon Centralized Voter Registration System, mentioned that they were going to have their security tested by someone outside of their office. So that's the plan if we get that put together, and I've pre-contacted people, kind of put them on notice. And that would be March 1st, hopefully. Then the 3rd, there's nothing scheduled. March 8th will be the demonstration of the Centralized Voter Registration System downstairs. I believe that will take place all day, but we'll just kind of put that on.
I was going to ask what time that was going to be.
I think it's going to be all day, but I'll follow up with that on that and get that information to you.
Yeah, I think when we asked, it was going to be on so that we could go during our committee time.
Yeah.
I think that's set, but if you...
Yeah, I will double check. Yeah. Then on March 10th, the Oregon Liquor Control Commission has a policy option package in its budget request for some information technology, and they've been asked to come forward. They'll provide the background for it and where they stand on it. This committee doesn't vote on its budget, but can certainly maybe have a recommendation to the Committee on Ways and Means if you think that it's a good idea or not. So the policy package won't be here for approval of the dollars, but it certainly the concept and the pre-screening of it. that would be on March 10th. March 13th, or 15th, I'm sorry, high-performance computing briefing. And this is something that the chair brought forward with me. And there's an individual, this is, I think he's coming out of higher ed a lot, where hooking up of servers and the like for high-performance computing. And this is just going to be a presentation and a briefing on that for the committee's consideration and information.
Is that the kind of renting the resources of the state to do that?
I'm not sure exactly what it involves. I think it's trying to hook up the computing networks to get more power out of them collectively. Than
they're paying us to do that.
Yes, they pay us.
That's what we were talking about. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then on the March 17th, we have scheduled an update on the public employees retirement system information technology. It's implementing a whole new system for the new public retirement service plan, as well as now it's in the process of migrating all of its old, the tiers 1 and 2 data onto the new platform. If you're all aware of what happened back in the early 2001 period, where the legislature stopped funding to them because of issues and problems. Well, I think the changes in management and leadership there, they feel on much better footing and have, at least with the emergency board, received some funding. But it's time for an update on where they're at. I don't think they'll be asking for funds or the like, but they'll certainly want to keep you apprised. This we look at as a continuation of what was done in the interim, the oversight. You may want to have them come back again. It's a sizable project. It impacts 300,000 members, active and inactive, retirees and beneficiaries. So it's not an insubstantial undertaking. And it certainly, believe me, if something goes wrong there, you're going to hear from a number of constituents. So. That's the plan that we have laid out. We know of at least one bill that we're waiting for the players to get together. This is House Bill 2501 that's been referred to this committee. We've been informed by those involved with it. This is a electronic access to DMV records, I think, to allow the insurance industry access to some driving records for insurance purposes. But there are issues surrounding it that the Department of Transportation and the insurance industry are working around to try and come up and if we needed amendments for privacy issues and some other things. They notified us of that, and the chair said we'll hold off having a hearing until such time as they've come to some sort of an agreement. They can come to the committee and explain what they see the issues as being and what they feel the resolution to those is.
Have you looked over the Senate bills, too, and gone through those to see what... I was asking you about the 211 bill.
I have looked them over, and I've got a few things I'm going to add to it.
Okay.
We can only schedule them if we've got them in our session.
Right, because if they're coming over from the Senate, and we don't have a comparable committee over there, so...
Right, right.
Because, yeah, and that's... We talked about that today. There's a few other things that we're looking at. One is Senate President Peter Courtney and Speaker of the House Karen Minnis have promised the state of Oregon that that committees from both the House and the Senate would be out and about in Oregon. Right now, I'm looking at, and I'll talk with our administrator, and I'd like to hear from you on technology and rural Oregon. How are we providing safety, GIS, the things that we talked about here? And it's almost mandatory by the president and the speaker that we do something. And so we'll put together a hearing that we can hold on the road, and you can look forward to that. I'm thinking right now that we'd probably go to out to Wheeler County and see how technology impacts them. I suggested that we go to Burns. That's a long ways. That's a lot of time in the car and talking to each other. So I don't think that has that kind of merit. But we will go on the road and do something, and right now I probably would take us out to Mitchell and talk about it is a different world in Mitchell than it is over here. And we'll see how the things that we talk about affect them. Also, we talked about the Oregon Health Plan, And I didn't hear that one.
I should update you on that. I had a phone call. The issue around the Oregon Health Plan is electronic health records. And there's a report that's being finalized now by a group that is working with the Oregon Health Commission, I believe it is. And when that report is issued, they expect to bring it forward here, and we'll be able to have them present and discuss it. I believe there's an intention, Senator Morse on the Senate has a bill he's introduced kind of as a placeholder. He intends to introduce that, whatever legislation comes out of this electronic health records. He sat on the Joint Legislative Committee on Information Management and Technology during the interim. So we would expect that bill to come forward. We thought, well, let's have the presentation in advance so that you'll be, well, better versed when if it gets over here from the Senate. We have reasons to think that it may have legs. There seemed to be bipartisan, bicameral support for this.
And this would require the Oregon Health Plan to be automated?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, no, actually it would set or require someone set some standards for the records, such that if they're going to have them, standards for security and standards, just a platform so that the ease of moving the records from between organizations. One of the issues is trying to keep ahead or up with the feds. They're thinking about doing this, but to make people are a lot more transportable in their medical records, and so that if you cross state line and something happens, to be able to access them and get them moved electronically, even within the state and without the state. So the issue is more the platform and the format and some standards for maintaining them. Anecdotally, I understand that General Electric Corporation provides a bonus, if you will, or a flat payment to physicians who will start putting their medical records on computer, making them electronic.
Besides bringing the Oregon Health Plan into the 21st century, there is some notion that we might be able to save some money, but we'll hear all of that.
Yeah.
And then when the bill comes, away we go.
Yeah, the savings actually would come from a lot that no longer have to do a duplicate test. If a test had been performed 3 weeks before in another location, that way wherever the patient might be for whatever reason, they could access it instead of just having the test done again. The same holds true with x-rays and the results of the diagnostics and the like. So yeah, the savings, potential savings are there in addition to just the time and effort and the potential benefit to those in need of the medical care.
May I ask,
Mr. Chair, now that Representative Worth is here, would you like to reopen the work session so that she might vote on the bill?
Yes, we'll do that. With that, I'm going to reopen the work session. We're now again in work session, and we're here primarily, I might give you some background, we voted 3-0 to pass this bill out of committee. We'd like to add you to the list. You can vote. Is this arm twisting?
So does she want to read it? Does she want to read it first? I vote yes.
Is there any other unfinished business from the previous work session? If not, I'll adjourn the work session again. I do have one other thing. So one of the things that we do have, we're waiting for Senate bills. We have a few bills in the offing that will come, and as soon as they come, Dallas and I will set up a schedule to let you know. We are scheduling an update on how we're doing on implementing Scenic, and we'll let you know how that comes, and we do have a few people coming to tell us about technology in the state of Oregon, and we will schedule a hearing outside of Marion County, probably. And if those things do not fill our calendar, then I will not fill those holes. But I will say to you, if there's something that you want us to look into or something, a compelling issue for you, get with me. But other than that, I will leave the schedule empty. So we'll be in touch with you, and we'll leave it at that for right now.
We also, don't forget, I forgot, Mr. Chair, the geographic information system. Remember the presentation was that they were going to have a business plan maybe March or April. We would expect them to come back with that too, because that significantly could be a larger undertaking than the consolidated data center, which was a nice tour. I think.
Yeah, that was very good. Good put together. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah. Is there any other business to come before this committee? If not, we stand adjourned.
Thank you.
Thanks again.
Yeah. No, I want to.